Nolte, Mass Suicide of the Elderly is being proposed and accepted. By John Nolte on February 14, 2023. Yusuke Narita, a 37-year-old economics professor at Yale, says the solution for Japan's population problem is mass suicide and mass seppuku of the elderly. He has also said of euthanasia that the possibility of making it mandatory in the future will come up in discussion. Japan's population problem is what Breitbart's John Hayward described as a demographic death spiral. Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio noted on Monday that births in Japan fell below 800,000 in 2022, reaching that landmark of decline fully 8 years ahead of projections. As with other wealthy nations, this will result in a shortage of workers and a shortage of young taxpayers to cover the cost of retirement and medical care for the elderly. Our nation is on the cusp of whether it can maintain its societal functions. It is now or never when it comes to policies regarding births and child rearing. It is an issue that simply cannot wait any longer, Kishida said. So what's this Yale professor's solution to this problem? One way or another, old people have to die. Either the elderly will do the right thing and start committing mass suicide, or ahem, the possibility of making it mandatory in the future will come up in discussion. China is feeling the same population strain as is the United States. Part of the problem is cultural. The American culture has transformed into something so prosperous that you can delay adolescence until you die. Additionally, people do not feel the societal pressure to have a family anymore. In fact, the opposite is happening. Left-wing feminists basically describe child-rearing as slavery, and the lying environmentalists claim overpopulation, which is not a problem, is killing the planet. Then there's idiotic programs like Social Security and Medicare. Instead of making every American responsible for ensuring their own retirement, the government insures, which means the taxpayers insure it. Between the population decrease and people living longer, there just aren't enough young people paying taxes to sustain these programs. Worse still, these programs are insanely popular, so even basic reforms are out of the question. So what do monsters like this Yale professor suggest? Does he suggest we incentivize having children? Nope. Does he suggest we reform entitlements? Nope. Instead, he goes right to the mass slaughter of the elderly. Welcome to the leftist utopia. Soylent Green meets Logan's Run, where what were cautionary tales are blueprints for the future. Naturally, butchering the inconvenient elderly is catching on among the godless. While he is virtually unknown even in academic circles in the United States, his extreme positions have helped him gain hundreds of thousands of followers on social media in Japan among frustrated youths who believe their economic progress has been held back by a gerontocratic society. People are embracing and accepting this idea. Appearing frequently on Japanese online shows in t-shirts, hoodies or casual jackets, and wearing signature eyeglasses with one round and one square lens, Dr. Narita leans into his Ivy League pedigree as he fosters a nerdy shock jock impression. He is among a few Japanese provocateurs who have found an eager audience by gleefully breaching social taboos. His Twitter bio, "The things you're told you're not allowed to say are usually true." But Dr. Narita, 37, said that his statements had been taken out of context, and that he was mainly addressing a growing effort to push the most senior people out of leadership positions in business and politics, to make room for younger generations. Nevertheless, with his comments on euthanasia and social security, he has pushed the hottest button in Japan. But they always say that, don't they? It's like critical race theory. The left claims no one is teaching it and then howls when something no one is teaching is banned. As our culture becomes more and more prosperous, as we become a Western civilization where the Holy Trinity perverts into 1. Internet porn, 2. Nerd culture, and 3. Marijuana. As we become a civilization where you can work at a grocery store, rent a small apartment, hook up to the internet, get high, and confuse distraction with fulfillment, old people feel less necessary, like they are in the way instead of what they are. A font of wisdom and knowledge, those who have paid their dues, made their mistakes, and have something to pass along. Additionally, we become better human beings, more empathetic, patient, and compassionate, caring for our elderly friends and relatives. In every way, the elderly are good for society and for our own souls. Dr. Narita now says, I should have been more careful about their potential negative connotations. After some self-reflection, I stopped using the words mass suicide and mass seppuku last year. Yeah, for now. Here in America, nearly 10 years ago, one of the architects of Obamacare said it was selfish for people to live past the age of 75. The economic burden was just too much of a strain on the healthcare system. Canada has already redlined their demonic euthanasia machine. These are the same people pushing trans mutilations and drag queens on our kids. Do you honestly believe they aren't heart attack serious about slaughtering the elderly in the name of compassion and equity? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.